Before I begin tonight, I'd just like to say thanks to Gene and Mr. Adam and the elders for giving the men the opportunities to come up here and preach the word in front of all of you. If you would, turn your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 5. Sometimes, man would like to think that when something is more complicated, it's better. For example, Naaman is a pretty good example. Starting in verse 1, "Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master, and highly respected, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but he was also a leper. Now the Arameans had gone out in bands and taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, 'I wish that my master were with the prophet in Samaria. Then he would be cured of his leprosy.'" And so Naaman overheard this, and he decided to go over there, basically. Skip down to verse 9, it says, "So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots, and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, 'Go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean.' But Naaman was furious and went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me, stand and call upon his God, and wave his hand over the place, and cure the leper. And are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all those in the waters of Israel? Could I not wash and be clean in one of them?' So he turned and went in rage." Basically, what happened here was Naaman wants to get cured. So he goes to Elisha's house and is like, "Hey, I want to get cured of my leprosy." Elisha tells him, "Go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. And he got mad. He was like, "I was expecting you to come out here and call on God and cure me that way. Instead, you send me over here to do this, dip in the Jordan River. I'm too good for this." Anyway, so in verse 13 it says, "Then his servants came to him and said, 'My father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says, wash and be clean?' So he went and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as Elisha said to him, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a child." So he goes ahead, and he goes and dips, and he's cleansed. Now, we can compare this to a modern-day baptism. Let's say one day someone knocks on your door, and he wants to get cured. He wants to get cured of his sin. You tell him what he needs to do. Hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and live the rest of his life faithfully. But, like Naaman in our story, he's probably going to be, "Can't you just call on God and just save me that way instead of sending me to do all this?" So he went in rage too. But then he got talked into it. So he starts coming to church. He hears the word. He believes it. He confesses. He repents of his sins. Then he confesses and is baptized. And lives the rest of his life faithfully. Have you been baptized tonight? If not, then all you gotta do is hear the word. Romans 10:17, if you would. Romans 10:17. Hear the word. 10:17 says, "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You must believe." Mark 16:16. Mark 16:16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." You must repent. Luke 13:3. Says, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Confess Jesus before men. Matthew 10:32-33 says, Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. And then he must be baptized. Mark 16:16 again says, he who has believed and is baptized shall be saved, but he that has not believed shall be condemned. But whenever you're baptized, do you just go back to in the world and do all your regular sins? Revelation 2:10, if you would. Revelation 2:10 states, do not fear what you're about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you may be tested. You shall have tribulation for 10 days. Here it is. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. What if you have already been baptized? The world is still full of sin. And God is willing to forgive you if you're willing to come forward as we stand and sing.